miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Now, Dane.
Yes?
You are chief hen for my Riverina Hens party.
Correct.
You've self-appointed. I am grateful.
You're very grateful.
I'm sure it'll be a fantastic day.
Yep.
But I'm a little bit worried for what you're about to have in store for me.
All right. Not only that, what else am I at your wedding?
You're nothing.
No, chief florist. Come on. I'm nothing.
Okay. You're chief florist for the bouquet that goes in the bathroom.
No, on the centerpiece table, the cat bouquet.
It's not going to go on my table.
Hey, if you want to check this out as well, we're going to get Claire's reaction live on Facebook. So facebook.com/hitriverinamia is where you need to be. Okay, here we go. Claire, I'm about to play you for the very first time, the opener. This is a competition that you can win your way onto.
Yes.
I've organised you a hens party. You know nothing about it.
I know that there's a bus.
That's all you know.
And there's something to do with chickens.
Something to do with chickens. Is there?
I assume so.
Who knows? Claire, are you ready?
Okay. No, but okay, let's go. Let's do it.
Here is the opener for Chief Hen Dane's hens party for Claire and you, my party hens.
Okay.
Here we go. Chief Hen Dane's hens party for Claire and you, my party hens. It's going to be a lot of fun when you come and join us on this Sal Crazy Hens. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm giving it a shot. Claire's going into wedding bliss hot. Chief Hen Dane's hens party for Claire and you, my party hens. Yes!
Can we play that again, please?
Do you want to play it all over again? Okay. I'll just stop it. There is a bed
hilarious.
There. All right, here we go. If you're facebook.com/hitriverinamia, hopefully you can hear it. Here we go. Again, this is the opener for Chief Hen Dane's Hens Party for Claire and you, my party hens. Chief Hen Dane's Hens Party for Claire and you, my party hens. It's going to be a lot of fun when you come and join us on this Sal Crazy Hens. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm giving it a shot. Claire's going into wedding bliss hot. Chief Hen Dane's Hens Party for Claire and you, my party hens. Oh, yes.
I love it.
Do you like it?
I'm about to cry. It's hilarious.
So that took me about 3.5 minutes on the lyrics, and then about 3.5 minutes on the lyrics, and then about, I'd say, 5 minutes to pick the right music.
Okay.
And then I put it together, and then Mike sort of finished it off for us, Producer Mike.
Oh, I'm glad Producer Mike got involved.
So on a scale of 1 to 10...
I'll give it a 9.
A 9?
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. I have to give it to you, Dane. You've done well.
Thank you very much. Now, on this, Claire.
Yeah.
From Monday, you can win your way in.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a clue each day to what we'll be doing.
Okay.
The first clue is...
I know there's a bus.
Well, that's it.
That can't be today's clue.
There is a bus involved. Do you want to know how many people can win their way in?
Sure.
All right. I'm so excited.
Oh, Dane.
From Monday, we're inviting along 4 listeners and their friends. So 8 people in total.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's very exclusive.
So you plus 1.
Okay.
Can win your way onto the hens party. Now, I just want to reiterate this. I've organised it all.
You have. You have organised everything.
I've organised the activities. I've organised
the bus. I thought you were going to go into more detail then.
I've organised everything that we'll be doing on the day. Now, it's happening next Friday, 2 weeks. The 23rd of February is when this is happening.
Okay.
It's a daytime thing. So if you register, you need to be available after 10:30.
Okay.
There's another clue.
Well, that one kind of needs to be known, I guess.
Good luck, everyone. Married at First Sight is happening right now on Channel 9. And Claire, last night it was an explosive dinner. The first time all the couples met each other.
And look, I think the first time all the couples meet every season, it's always a little bit awkward at first.
Yes.
And there can be a bit of tension. But this time, whole
new level. There's a bit of husband
level.
Stealing yeah. going on. Someone who wasn't really involved in the centre of it all last night is Matt from Matt and Alicia. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all.
Now, Matt, let's just start on your relationship.
Yeah.
Mate, things are going pretty well. You're a well-liked couple in the community watching the show. How is married life treating you?
Oh, look, I think you can see by a few people last night saying that I'm batting well above the average. So I'm just trying to get my own heads right rather than bloody worrying about all this other rubbish that was going on at dinner party.
Now, let's speak about the other rubbish that was going on. What is it with this husband stealing stuff? Like, what actually went on?
Well, it looks like they sent someone in there on heat and they've just pretty much gone through as many, they made as much drama as you possibly can.
When Davina does stuff like this, like I don't know how much you saw, because are you watching it for the first time with us, like last night?
I am, look, and I didn't say it was Davina either, but that was a pretty good guess. I think she might have been firing those winks around left, right and centre, but I didn't see much of that. I was actually busy with me and Ryan sort of hit it off, so me and Ryan were having a pretty good laugh at the beer most of the night. So I was oblivious to all that.
Yeah, because Ryan is Davina's husband.
Yeah.
And Davina sort of walked in and gone, oh, hang on a second, look at this bloke called Dino, he's pretty hot. And now she's gone and said to some of the other girls, like, oh, I want to sort of be with him, mate. How did you, like, when you see that sort of stuff, do you think that's a bit rough, like you're not really giving the experiment a go? Or what goes through your brain?
Oh, look, I don't know. If there's sort of swapping and that going on, you'd want to hope that it's a forever after thing, if that makes sense. Like, because you've got to understand the environment we're in. You match with someone you've never met before. Mm. So I'm not going to judge someone completely if they do that. But I think going in that heavy is a little bit ridiculous. But if after a period of time, then maybe you've developed feelings. I don't know. But that's just my opinion. I certainly don't think it was good. It wasn't something I was ever going to go in and start doing.
Yeah. Well, Matt, have you put your 100% trust in the experts in their choosing for you?
They did a good 100% job.
Absolutely. But I obviously, I'm just starting to realise we've got a lot of differences. That we don't have a hell of a lot in common. But that's what the experts do. You know, they obviously sometimes opposites attract. I'm not really sure. I'm new to this relationship business.
Love it, Matt.
So Matt, Sunday night at 7 o'clock, we're going to see the first commitment ceremony where you sit down, and decide whether to stay or leave, mate. Can you give us any inkling on which way you and Alicia are going to go?
I can't, guys. I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed to tell you guys. Just going to have to watch.
Is it going to be an explosive one, though?
Oh, I think everyone's going to enjoy Sunday. I reckon Sunday will be probably 100 times better viewing than the dinner party.
Awesome.
Matt,
okay.
Before we let you go, you seem like a pretty good bloke. Are you in love?
I am finding love, mate. I'm looking for love.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Matt from Married at First Sight, mate. Well, best of luck in your first commitment ceremony, 7 o'clock Sunday night on 9. And, mate, keep Davina at arm's length away, brother.
Yeah. Thanks very much for having me, guys.
You love sport, don't you?
Oh, you know I do. It's one of my favourite pastimes.
You can't get enough of sport. And we're about to be in flux with 2 weeks of sporting action. The Pyeongchang Winter Olympics are happening. The opening ceremony is tonight. You can catch all the action on Channel 7 and the screens of 7, Claire. But what I want to do right now, there's a lot of different sports in the Winter Olympics, right?
Yeah.
So I thought I'm going to test your knowledge and see how much you know about Winter Olympic sports.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a sport and you need to tell me what that sport is and how do you win medals in that sport, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you some pump-up music here. This is, of course, Chariots of Fire. Classic.
I would have put on Eye of the Tiger, but sure.
That's a good one too. Mm. All right, here we go. Your first sport, I'm going to give you the overall arching name and then a specific event.
Okay.
First sport, here we go. Overarching name, figure skating. What is figure skating?
Well, it's when you skate on ice. And you have to do, like, figurative dancey type stuff on the ice. Like, you've got to jump and you've got to do, like, twirls and all sorts of bits and pieces like that. And you wear really pretty outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And you score points based on technique, a lot like dancing.
Good start.
You got
well done.
See, it's like dancing. There's nothing hard about that.
There's single skating, pair skating, ice dance, and then a team event.
Okay.
Up at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Looking forward to that. With Australia's first Indigenous athlete competing too in that event.
Really?
Yes, correct. The next one, Claire. We head alpine skiing. That's the overall arch. I'm going to give you a more specific event. What do you think alpine skiing is?
Alpine skiing? Outback skiing.
Outback skiing?
As in like alpine skiing, so skiing on mountains.
Skiing on mountains?
Yeah.
Can be more specific, please.
Through trees and all that kind of stuff. Like, okay.
You had the mountain bit right, but not through trees.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give you a very specific event because there's a lot of different events. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
What is the super giant slalom, or super G for short?
Slalom, did you say?
Yes, super giant slalom.
So you go down like a, what do you call it? They make like a crevice in snow almost, like a tunnel, but it's not a tunnel.
Yeah.
And you got to like almost use a sleddy type thing and go down that.
Right. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You just described
bobsledding.
Correct.
What the hell is the one you told me?
Super G is a downhill event where they go through gates. So they come down, it's much steeper and quicker, and there's gates 25 metres apart, and they've got to go through the gates.
Oh.
And that's a big one. They're really quick. They get down
low. Okay.
That's Super G. Last but not least, we make our way to snowboarding. What is snowboarding?
What is snowboarding?
Correct. That's the overall arching name of these events, snowboard
well,
events.
Well, Fiancé Sam is a snowboarder.
Right.
So it is, there's such a thing as a snowboard.
Yes.
You put your feet into it.
Yep.
And you snowboard on the snow.
Great. What is this specific event? SBX, snowboard cross. What is that event and how do you win?
What is it? Snowboard cross?
Snowboard cross.
I'm going to go with it involves jumps and it involves tricks, like a trick park or something maybe.
No, you're so close. Four athletes at a time go down a course with banks, rollers, spines and jumps, and then the first two that finish across the finish line go through to the
That's
finals.
What I described.
No, you didn't. It's not a park at all. And you didn't say the first two progress.
No, when I say park, I mean in the sense of it's like a... They have them in Australia when it's winter. They have parks where you can do all of that.
Right.
Obviously, for the Olympics, they just have it as...
But they race down a mountain, though. Yeah. It's a race still. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. I'll give you...
Thank you. I didn't mean as in like they just casually did stuff.
You did pretty well.
Thanks.
You can catch Pyeongchang Winter Olympics on Channel 7 from 11 o'clock today.
And our man on the ground in LA is Dean McCarthy. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, everyone. Happy R&B Friday.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, Dino. Now let's talk about Taylor Swift, Karlie Kloss, and what's her name?
Katy Perry.
Okay, this is actually making headlines today. This is fascinating. Taylor Swift's best friend, Karlie Kloss. They are like BFFFS. Well, Karlie Kloss last night went on a sushi date with Katy Perry.
Oh, no.
And they got busted by the paparazzi. Now, I know that sounds real. I know you're like, Dean, really? That's the story today. Is that a bit petty? But no, this is actually really, really quite juicy because that's best friends of arch nemesis having dinner dates together. It's very, very unusual. And we're not sure what it means. It means something.
Yeah, it could be that maybe there's a bit of a feud there that you don't know about.
Do you know what it means? They were hungry.
Nearly over.
Yeah. Oh, Dino, also, Kimmy K, she wants a role on Stranger Things.
No!
What?
No!
I'm so sorry to be the bearer of bad news on a Friday. Yes, Kim Kardashian looks set to have a small cameo role on the hit Netflix show Stranger Things. Here's how it rolled out. She's very good friends with Millie Bobby Brown. They're really close. She's always sending Millie gifts and all this. Like, Millie is like her number one favorite actress at the moment. Millie is the one that's heated up for a little cameo role for Kim K. I love Kim K, but I don't think she should be doing acting anytime soon. I just think, I don't know. I don't think she needs to be doing that. It doesn't look good. She's not a good actor.
No.
But I love her. I'm not trying to be hateful. I just don't think she needs to do that.
Look, Dino, the only time we've seen her acting, it's not exactly the type of acting we're talking about for Stranger Things.
No, exactly right. No. I think a lot of adults will know what we're talking about there, if you know what I mean, Dino. And finally, Oprah. Is she running for president? Is she not running for president?
It is not happening. Oh. Oprah has said today on live TV with the CEO of some gigantic company, she has said, I am not running. I'm absolutely not running. She actually said in her words, it's not in my DNA. So she believes that she's got a lot to contribute to the world. She's a phenomenal CEO. She's a wonderful person. But this is not how she will contribute to America. She will not be running for president.
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson for 2020. Oh, that's who I'm on.
Or Kanye.
Or Kanye, thank you. Dino, have a fantastic weekend, mate. We'll chat to you again on
Monday.
Bye, guys.